Hey, I really do. I want to tell you that I look forward to this trip every year, and we have really thought through what we feel like the Lord would have us share with you guys. And tonight, I just want to share a couple of thoughts with you guys. And I know you're tired, and it's the first night, and it's a hard time to listen, but I really want you to listen because I really believe that what I'm going to share with you is what the Lord would want me to share with you guys tonight. I just got back from my time at Christmas with my family. But before I went home to Oklahoma, where I'm from, I went to Little Rock and I did a wedding for an old small group. Guy was in my small group years ago. And all of the guys in my small group, a lot of them were in the wedding or at the wedding. It was really a fun time. But I want to tell you something that I really saw in these guys that I don't want to happen to you. And here's what I want to tell you. If you don't listen tonight, you're going to miss out on something that the Lord really wants you to hear. I watched these guys that I invested 5+ years in, and I watched the way their lives are now. And I would tell you that there are semblances of good things going on in their life, but they are not walking with Christ. The only guy that I would tell you has a little bit of that going on in his life is the guy that I did his wedding for, that he wants his life to honor Christ. And I'm going to tell you, these guys were much like you probably in high school. I would have told you that I thought they would be guys who pursued Christ and kept pursuing him even after high school. They would have walked with him and known him and influenced others. And as I watched their lives, I sat with one of the guys, and we rode from Little Rock to Conway, where I used to do ministry. And he made the statement. He said, you know, he goes, I haven't really been doing very good in my walk. And he said, only in about the last 7 months have I really been back on with Christ. And so I didn't let that just hang there. I said, okay, what does that mean? What's going on in your life? And he began to share many things that are going on in his life that are just causing him pain, causing others pain. And I just wanted to go, hey, what are you doing? Why would you choose that? And I'll tell you what the deal is. This is what I've realized, and this is what I want you to hear tonight. Christ wants you. If there's any call on your life, those of you, whether you know him tonight or you're coming here and you're walking with Christ or you've never met Jesus Christ, I want you to hear the truth tonight. The Lord wants you to be all in. And these guys that I sat with this last weekend were not all in. You guys know that you guys have watched the World Series of Poker and all those kind of things on TV. And when those guys go all in, they stand up and the game could end right then. They put all their chips forward and they say, okay, I'm all in. Whatever happens, I'm okay with whatever the outcome is. And they believe that their hand is better than their opponent's. Either that or they're bluffing. Okay? But they believe that they can win the match there. I want to tell you, these guys that I was hanging with this last weekend, I think they would tell you that they were much like you were in high school, that they believed that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. They believed all those things, but here's what the problem was, is that when it came down to them being all in, they lost their way. I'm going to show you a clip here tonight of an old movie. I say an old for me, but this is in the mid-90s, I think, or maybe early 90s, a movie called Glory. And it's a movie that is an incredible story about the Civil War. And there was a black regiment of fighters that fought in that war. And I want you to see just how committed they were. They were all in. Okay, and when I show you this story, this little clip, you realize these guys were fighting for their freedom, and they were asked to be the front lines of one of the toughest battles. They were said, you guys are going to be the ones that kind of weaken this fort so that we can bring others in. And I want you to, as you watch this, watch the commitment in their eyes. Watch their willingness to say, I am all in. I believe so much in what we're fighting for. And as you're watching, I want you to ask yourself this, man, am I all in with Christ? Am I really all in? Because here's what I want to tell you. You are missing out if you're not. All right, let's watch this clip.
The last 4 days, our Navy has weakened Wagner with a constant barrage. Headquarters has determined a time for our attack. We will proceed with a direct frontal assault tomorrow at dusk. Problem, gentlemen, is the approach. The ocean and the marsh leave only a narrow strip of sand, a natural defile through which we can only send one regiment at a time. Now, our best hope is that leading regiment can keep the Rebs occupied long enough for reinforcements to exploit the breach. Needless to say, casualties in the leading regiment may be extreme.
General Strong, the 54th Massachusetts requests the honor of leading the attack on Fort Wagner.
It's Colonel Shaw, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You and your men haven't slept for 2 days.
That's right, sir.
Do you think they have the strength to lead this charge?
There's more to fighting than rest, sir. There's character. There's strength of heart. You should have seen us in action 2 days ago. We were a sight to see. We'll be ready, sir.
That's a great movie, by the way. You ought to watch it, the whole thing. Really brings that last scene into play. But I just want to tell you, when I watch that, I think about, you know, you see guys giving their life what they believe in. And, you know, really that's what Christ has called us to. He's called us, the scripture says, to live as Christ and to die as gain. But the question will be is whether we're all in or not. What I want to tell you is that if you're not, it's going to play out in your life sooner or later. And here's what I want to take you to a passage of Scripture I think will really show this. Look at Matthew 19 for a minute. You guys know this story probably, but I want you to be reminded about the story of this rich young ruler who comes in. And notice what he asks, and notice the questions are so much like us. When in this deal of whether we're going to be all in or not with Christ, whether we're going to die to ourselves and say, Lord, my life is yours, this is what it comes down to. And notice what he says. He says, first he comes up to the teacher and he says, hey, what good thing must I do? Okay, that's right before that verse 17. And what I want to tell you is that's what we all kind of do. We kind of want to know what are the things we need to do to be good enough instead of really giving our lives to Christ and going, Lord, I'm all in. It doesn't matter what the things that I need to do. It's about me loving you and living my life for you. So he says, why do you ask me what is good? Jesus replied, there's only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments. Okay, that sounds like works, right? That sounds like you just do good things. And he says, which ones, the man inquired. And Jesus replied, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother and love your neighbors as yourself. He says, all these I have kept. The young man said, what do I still lack? Isn't it funny that Jesus lists all these things for me? He goes, I've done all those things. And he goes, but what do I still lack? See, there's something in that rich young ruler that knew, hey, it's not all about me doing the right thing. I still lack something. And some of you guys may be in that place right now. You go, I'm not really all in with Christ, and I'm trying to be a good guy, and I'm trying to kind of live for Christ, but I'm kind of halfway in and halfway out. That's where a lot of you are probably. And what I want to wake you up to is when I hung with those guys last weekend, I was just reminded that's the result of being half in and half out. You are going to be out eventually. You really will. You're not going to last just being kind of semi-committed to Christ. And so this is what Jesus says after he says, what do I still lack? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, and Jesus knows, by the way, he can't be perfect. He's setting him up to know that he needs the Savior. Go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and then come, follow me. Here's where some of us are tonight. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. He was not all in. He was great as long as it fit into what he wanted and what he thought was okay. And if it meant he had to give up his stuff, but here's what Jesus says. He doesn't just say, he says, Christ calls to be all in, but also he doesn't just say, he says, come and follow me. It's not just about getting away from the bad stuff or doing a few good things. He says, man, go and sell, okay? And some of you need to ask yourself tonight this question. What do I need to go and sell? What am I holding on to right now that keeps me from being all in? I've got some chips and my stack over here that I go, these are too important, Christ, for me to really follow you. And you need to confess those and go, man, Lord, forgive me for not being all in. Those are yours now. That's really what Christ would call you to. He would say, go and sell. And so you'd sell some of the things. And then he would say, don't just get rid of the things that are keeping you from me. He would say, come after me. Come follow me. And I've told students for so many years, you will never regret being all in with Christ. You will never regret following him. I'm going to show you another passage here. Look in John 6. Okay, this is a really hard passage. You hear this? And what I want you to see is, again, Christ was not playing around. Okay, all throughout John, when he talks about in John 4, where he talks to the woman at the well and says, you know, you'll drink of me and you'll never thirst again. Get to know me. He talks to the Pharisees all the time. He said, look, it's not about all the things you're trying to do. It's about me. And that's what I would say to you guys tonight. It's about Christ. Look what he says here. This should be some words you go, man, what all does he mean here? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. It's the one that satisfies. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died. You know, he's talking about Moses in the desert there where God provided for them daily food. But he who feeds on this bread will live forever. Okay, now he shares this and you know, this sounds like, man, whoa, wait a minute. You want me to really be all about you, Christ. Doesn't that sound like it? Man, eat of me, drink of me. It's this deal of going, we're going to be one. It's all about you knowing me. And then look what the disciples say here. Look at their response. He said this while teaching the synagogue in Capernaum. Then it says, on hearing it, many of the disciples said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Do you guys think that's strange a little bit? Do you ever think about what, it might be different if Christ said, look, here's what I want you to do. You got to be able to run the 40 and, you know, 4-5. And you got to never say a bad word. And you got to be always nice to your parents and your brothers and sisters or whatever. If he just said something, you go, whoa, hard teaching. Okay, but what did he say? He said, know me and love me and walk with me. Now, it is a hard teaching because he's calling them to be all in. But I think that's interesting that this is the only time that I can remember in the scripture where the disciples go, man, this is a hard teaching. And so look what happens here. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Is that going to be you guys? Hey, when life throws you more things, more opportunities to do stuff, when you're outside of your parents, what really is grace, you may not realize that right now for many of you, but when you're outside that, are you going to be the one that turns away because you go, wait a minute, God, Jesus, this is getting a little bit too much. I'm cool with hitting church on Sunday, and I'm cool with hanging out there, but man, when you start really calling me to die to me and to live for you, wait a minute, I'm not all in anymore. That's exactly what happened to many of the disciples. And then look what Jesus asks them. He says, do you want to leave too? You don't want to leave too, do you? And Jesus asks the 12. And I love what Simon Peter says. And this is the conclusion you have to come to if you want to be all in. Look what Simon Peter says. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Do you know that? Do you believe that? If you live life like, to whom shall we go? Then why would you chase all the other stuff? Why would you have a lot of chips that mean nothing? And why wouldn't you cash those in to know Christ? Why wouldn't you be all in? See, if you get it, and here's my question for you, do you really get it? Do you understand that there is no other place to go but Christ? Those young men that I discipled years ago that I was watching, they're not convinced of that yet. You know how God convinces you of that? He lets you get your fill of the world's stuff, and he lets you get sick on it, basically, and go, man, I need the Lord. So if I could give you a word tonight and just to challenge you as young men and women, I'd say, man, choose to be all in. The scripture talks, choose this day whom you will serve. And the reason we're talking, our theme this week is bilingual, and the reason we use that is much beyond the Destinos, even though that's fun. We want you to understand that Christ spoke a different language. The world tells you, hang on to all your chips. Hang on to all the stuff that's important for you, and you'll find life there. And Christ goes, no, none of that will ever satisfy you. Go sell what you have and come and follow me. Some of you guys right now are just trying to live your life. Here's your walk with Christ. I'm going to describe it to you. And if this is you, be convicted. I'm going to describe it to you. It is, I'm going to stay away from all the bad stuff as long as I can. And if that's all you're doing, if you're just fleeing and you're not pursuing, you will reap the consequences of that. You really will. I do every day that I don't pursue Christ and I just go, I'm going to try to be a good guy. And it does not work. Because here's what Christ calls me to. He calls me to eat of him, drink of him, and realize that there's real life in there. It's the stuff that is real food and real drink. Everything else will leave you thirsty. Everything else will leave you hungry. And you know what? You may have to learn that the hard way. You may have to learn it like I do a lot of times. But I would tell you, what the one thing that the Lord has with me is he has my heart. And the question for me, for you guys, is this. Are you all in? I think of that analogy of being in a room. Are you even in the room with Christ? You know, if you were getting to go to sit at the table, are you sitting at the table but you're not playing? If that's an analogy of being all in, you go, man, I'd like to be, but not quite in. You know, are you on the wall watching? You just go, man, I'm watching other people who love Christ. Or maybe you're that person. Here's the excuse that I hear so many times. Hey, there's so many people that are not walking with Christ, and so why should I be one that is? Do y'all get tired of that excuse? I do. I get tired of my own, hearing myself say it. Man, Lord, at least I'm not like, you ever said that? Christ doesn't want that. He doesn't want you to compare to everybody else. He wants you to be all in with him. And so I don't know where you're at this week. If you come on this trip and your heart is hard and you're going, man, I don't know that I'm all in. I don't even know that I'm in the room. We're so glad you're here. And here's what I'd tell you. There's a place for you at the table. Christ would call you to be all in, and you will never regret that. You will have lots of regrets if you choose to be kind of halfway in and halfway out. And it really is. You know what the problem with the rich young ruler was? It was a matter of his heart. He wanted to do all the things, but his heart was not Christ. His heart was not to really follow Christ. And so my question for you this week is, as Christ speaks into your life and he says, hey, come eat of me, drink with me, I've got to be your all in all.
general calls you up for the battle.
He says, man, are you sure you're up for this? And you go, man, I'm in. Here's what will happen. You will save yourself and others. You will be someone that Christ uses. When I get so discouraged with those guys that I was with this last week, and I wasn't mad at them. I just said, oh, doggone it, Lord. They are missing out on the life you have for them. And they're chasing stuff that will never satisfy them. So here's my question for you tonight. I want you to really ask yourself where you're at. First night of this trip, you need to go, well, where am I? And let me tell you, the Lord waits for you to run to him. Wants you to be all in. Wants you to walk with him. And his grace is sufficient for you. His love for you is perfect, like no one else's. Let me pray for us. Lord, I just confess that it's hard for me to be all in. I want to be. But Lord, what I pray more than anything is for me and for these young people is that you'd have our hearts, that our hearts would remain soft and teachable. I pray that we would be people who look to you, that we would eat of you and drink of you and realize that's real drink and real food and that it leads to eternal life. And Lord, when the tough times come and you challenge us to walk with you in a real way, and even though that may mean that we're different from friends around us, or it may mean that we feel like we're missing out on life, that you would just say, man, do you want to leave too? And that our answer would be, there's nowhere else to go because in you is real life, real food, real drink. Lord, would you help us to hear the language that you speak in this world this week? The language of how you love us, the language how you call us to serve, the language of being all in. That's what you call us to. There's no halfway with you. And I pray that these young people would be freed up to be all in and realize there's life there. May your spirit reveal that to us this week. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.